I think that Qais Saied has been planning to do so, especially before the elections. Now we've got the elections on the 6th of October. So changing the government, I think, makes sense because Qais Saied basically needs to have a fresh start before he starts his second term, and he will almost certainly win the second term. So I guess, yes, it makes sense. I mean, if we look into Qais Saied's policies, populist stances, he always wants to consolidate most powers under his control, whether it is judicial powers, executive or legislative. So I don't think that dismissing the existing prime minister is a surprise for many analysts who cover Tunisia, because it was quite expected.
This is also coming on the heels of the opposition leader being sent to prison, as you mentioned, ahead of the election. So what does all this mean? Because if Tunisia was the birthplace of this Arab Spring, now look around Africa, you see protests all over. Put it in a context for us, what's happening in Tunisia and now what's happening in Africa?
Actually, since Qais Saied started his reign, so I think around 2019, Tunisia is now a very, very different place than the one which started what's called the Arabian Spring. Qais Saied actually wanted to implement autocratic policies from day one. So across the last 5 years, he started to basically mitigate any presence of opposition, activities, events. He started jailing right away most of the prominent dissidents, specifically from the Islamist party, which is called Al-Nahda. The Nahda movement is a very prominent opposition movement in Tunisia. And Rashid Al-Ghannouchi, the one that you've been mentioning, who was actually jailed, was from day one. Qais Saied considered him as an enemy. Qais Saied does not have any ideological stances, as we know. He does not consider himself as a liberal or even a leftist or, of course, an Islamist. But Qais Saied simply represents an old version of Tunisian populism. That's why he started jailing dissidents from day one. And through the years, he started consolidating all these powers, legislative, executive, and parliamentary, under his control.
We know that there's dissatisfaction also inside Tunisia. How likely do you think we might see another Arab Spring in Tunisia?
It is actually highly unlikely to see another version of Arabic Spring in Tunisia, but there is a realistic possibility that we can see some form of domestic unrest before the elections and right after the elections, because basically Qais Saied is now seeking to eliminate all potential serious competition. Yes, there will be protests, but the protests are highly likely to be small to medium in scale. Also, these protests are highly likely to be confronted by the security forces, because Qais Saied, I think he will highly likely seek to control the streets, because you know that if there is a large protest against him before the elections, that could pose a substantial threat to his government stability and to his whole regime.